Weyburn. The Richardson Pioneer Weyburn Red Wings posted back-to-back wins in their final two games prior to the Christmas holiday break. They traveled to Humboldt on Friday to take on the Broncos, and won 5-4, before returning home on Saturday to host the Yorkton Terriers, and doubled them 4-2. This was the first home game for the Red Wings since November 21, when they hosted the Broncos. The two wins placed the Red Wings in first place in the Viterra division with 28 points. In Saturday's win, Cade Meiklejohn scored early in the first period, assisted by Jerome Maharaj and Jackson Ruthven. Max Monet scored in the second, assisted by Jacob Vicentini and Bray LaGranger. Then Yorkton scored twice, the first goal on the power play, to tie the game. Tyler Teasdale gave the lead back to the Red Wings late in the third period, assisted by Ruthven. Then the Terriers pulled their goalie for the extra attacker, and Monet scored into the empty net unassisted, with 10 seconds left in the game. Goaltender Angelo Zoll made his debut in Crescent Point Place, and made 32 saves on 34 shots on net. In Friday's game in Humboldt, the Red Wings were up 3-0 by the end of the second period before the Broncos got on the scoreboard. LaGranger scored in the first period, assisted by Blake Betson. Brad Bannock scored in the second period, assisted by Maharaj and Nicholas Kovac. Then Lucas Jeffries scored on the power play, assisted by Bannock and LaGranger. After the Humboldt goal in the third, Monet scored on the power play, assisted by Vicentini and Maharaj. The Broncos then scored twice, then the Wings' Brendan Hunchick scored on the empty net unassisted, with the Broncos chipping in one more about a minute and a half before the end of the game. Dazza Mitchell was the goaltender for this game, making 49 saves on 53 shots. The Red Wings are off now until they are back on Friday, January 5th. To host their Highway 39 rivals, the Estevan Bruins, at 7 p.m. at Crescent Point Place.